Mr. President, I would like to take just a few moments of the time of my members to discuss a subject which I find probably no one has ever heard of, but nevertheless is one of the very serious problems facing the world. I wish my colleagues a happy World Day to combat desertification. I assume most senators have never heard of this day, so let me explain. June 17th was established as World Day to combat desertification to promote awareness of dry land degradation. Few Americans today have an association with desertification. My parents and their contemporaries did. The Great Dust Bowl that occurred in the western United States in the 1930s, desertification is defined as land degradation in arid and semi-arid areas, resulting from climatic variations and human activities. It can occur to such an extent that affected dry land can no longer sustain vegetation, crops, livestock, or the people who depend upon them for their survival. In the 1930s, desertification forced farmers and families off their land when topsoil and their livelihood blew away. Vermont is not arid, but as an agricultural state, Vermonters were pained by the plight of Western farmers. The suffering from these farmers who became penniless migrants is starkly visible in the photos of that era. Hopefully, the U.S. will never experience another Dust Bowl. We have the expertise now and the resources to prevent such damage to U.S. agricultural lands. However, it threatens the way of life of 1 billion people worldwide in underdeveloped countries. The economic consequences of desertification are particularly devastating in regions that are both underdeveloped and arid. In these regions, much of the population relies upon subsistence agriculture. Subsistence farmers do not have the means or incentives to make investments in proper land and water management. Poor land and water management, especially when combined with periodic droughts, are the primary causes of desertification. Other factors include overcultivation, overgrazing, single crop farming on fragile soil, slash and burn techniques, and improper irrigation practices. These factors are often compounded by unwise government policies and pressure of explosive population growth. When formerly productive farmland and pastoral farmland is degraded, it creates a downward spiral of poverty and rural outmigration, often to the already crowded cities that adjoin. We saw this during our own Dust Bowl. I was only a small child in the 30s. I never met impoverished farmers dislocated by the Dust Bowl, but I have witnessed firsthand the effects in Indonesia and Africa. I saw firsthand how hard farmers were fighting to hold on to arable land in the face of huge environmental changes brought on by cutting of the rainforest or overgrazing of the lands. And I saw the resulting poverty and dislocation that gripped those areas. Through our foreign aid programs, we are assisting affected regions, but we could use our resources more efficiently by joining 124 other nations in ratifying the UN Convention to combat desertification in countries experiencing serious drought and or desertification, particularly in Africa. As the administration began to sharpen its focus on Africa prior to the present recent trip, it decided to make U.S. ratification a priority. On the occasion of World Day to combat desertification, I would urge my colleagues to take a look at this treaty and reflect for a moment on the benefits of U.S. ratification. The treaty is in the best interest of the United States. Our agricultural industry, American universities, and our non-governmental organizations have considerable expertise in combating desertification. Businesses like Monsanto, Land O'Lakes, and the Chocolate Manufacturers Association are supporting the treaty because it increases the U.S. business opportunities. Ratification will also increase the export of American technology assistance in erosion control. The Irrigation Association supports it because many of its members produce world-class irrigation and water control equipment. After ratification, the U.S. may submit names of desertification experts and consultants for international roster of independent experts. who are available to provide services. The treaty does not commit the U.S. to any specific level of foreign assistance. Rather, it asks governments of developed nations to channel existing bilateral and multilateral funds aid through a new mechanism that will provide improved coordination and better use of donor resources. The treaty obligates recipient nations to develop action plans from bottom up to combat regional and local desertification. The treaty is remarkable because it calls upon local communities to take the lead in identifying their problems and selecting the best solutions for their particular situations. On World Day to combat desertification, let's not forget our own grim experience with desertification in the Dust Bowl. Let us join with other nations to ratify this convention to combat desertification and prevent the resurgence and occurrence of the tragedy elsewhere.